This special in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Iowa Realty, Melcher Dallas School District, Bank Iowa, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Norm Rosendahl, Tiling and Septic, Pella Corporation, Skuring and Utermarkt, and Dutch Mill Supply. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group, Pella Feed Service, Ag Resource Management, Motor and Service and Body Shop, Twin Cedar School District, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, Lighten Processed Meats, the Knoxville Raceway, and Columbia Store and Tire. Enjoy the program.
What's on the mind of one local farmer as planting season nears? Let's go in depth with Warren County farmer Randy Miller. Randy, could you describe your farm a little bit to us?
It's a diversified operation. We run stock cows, custom finished nursery pigs, raise corn and soybeans.
And about how many acres?
Roughly 400 to 500 acres of corn and soybeans.
Okay, and you're down near Milo?
Lacona.
Near Lacona.
South of Milo.
And so what's happening? I mean, it's just started warm up. It's starting to look nice. I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to get into the field, and you've been working, and I know you were calving this morning. Tell us about what life's like right now for you.
Calving season's always hectic. At least it warmed up and we got through the winter, and that it looks better today. The frost is still not quite out of the ground, so it's the ground temperature's not quite warm enough. Last I heard it was 42 or 3 degrees. So it's just nice to see the sun for more than 1 or 2 days in a row.
Well, and this interview is taking place on the 29th of April, so, and it'll air midweek, so it'll be even closer to getting into the field. When do you think you're going to be planting?
What's your crystal ball on the weather? Is it going to warm up and we're going to go, you know, that's a loaded question. You didn't tell me what the weather was going to do. We probably need 4 or 5 good warm days where the nights stay warm and the sun shines to just get, it's not dry by any means. I would say a good week before you'd want to go to the field.
Mm-hmm. And then you always have to worry about more bad weather.
Yeah, so you know that's a week of no rain and that, which next week looks good if we get through this little bit. So maybe the end of next week. Temperatures don't look real warm, but they're warmer.
And how are you prepared? I mean, do you have all your seed ready to go? You have all your equipment ready to go?
No, we haven't. It's hard to get stuff in the shop in the winter because we're full of cattle equipment. We're feeding cows and doing that stuff. So days like today, we start dragging stuff out and working on equipment and getting ready. So we need those 4 or 5 days just to get stuff up and ready to go.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, De Blumenhof, Herberger's Construction, Dandy Farms, Marion County ISU Extension and Outreach, Earthworks Incorporated, McCorkle Hardware, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, and the Pella Fairway. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Sims Custom Wash, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Cementec, Dowie Pest Control, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance, Todd Shoes for Women, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Hometown Insurance, and Van Wall Equipment in Indianola and Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Warren County farmer Randy Miller. And are you optimistic heading into the season? We've had a few tough years for farmers. What are your thoughts on the economy?
Yes, the economy is very tough. Markets don't look real positive at this point. The report was out here at 11, and ending stocks are growing, but weather's not necessarily real positive either with the flooding that's going on, and we're late. We don't have any fertilizer on, not a lot of fall field work got done. You have to be positive going into this, or it's hard to want to do it. I think if a few things change, this thing could turn around, but it could be tough for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And why?
Just stocks, trade, weather. the flooding in Southwest Iowa, though, that's gonna hurt Southwest Iowa terribly, just from an economic standpoint. The value of the products those people lost, a lot of them don't have insurance for that stuff, so it's gonna be tough to overcome the loss of the machinery and the grain and the buildings and that kind of stuff.
And Bill Northey said, I read this morning, that some of these farmers aren't going to ever be made whole again.
It'll be hard to be made whole to when you just walk away from your assets that you don't have insurance on. It'll be hard to be made whole. It'll take years to fix that.
Well, there's some insurance guys listening right now that are thinking, why didn't they have more insurance?
Well, a lot of those weren't in floodplains. They had insurance, but not against flood. So the water's been higher than it's ever been. So, you know, past experience would tell you if you're out of the floodplain, you're probably all right. Well, a lot of those people weren't this time. So it's a matter of whether you had the flood insurance on top of your normal insurance.
So we weren't prepared for the, seemed like every week a new snowstorm.
Yep, everything just kind of lined up and the perfect storm.
What's it look like with respect to the trade horizon? Is it looking good? I thought we were going to have something done by March 1st, and now they're talking this summer.
I thought so, too. The Soybean Association's got a trade delegation in China right now. They've met with Ambassador Branstead. He's positive. He thinks things are going to get worked out. It just takes time to iron out the details. They met with some soy buyers over there, and they would like to buy our product as bad as we would like to sell it to them, if we can just get our governments out of the way. So I think it will get worked out eventually. China came back this week and bought a little bit more corn and soybeans. It's just a waiting game. But I think eventually they'll come back to the market. I mean, they'll get something worked out positive for both countries, and we'll go forward.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Rural Water, Knoxville Farm and Home, your locally owned McCoy True Value in Indianola, L&M Storage, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, Culver's of Pella, Craig Ford in Oskaloosa, and Wickman Pig Company of Des Moines. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Poindexter Flooring, Crosscut Carpentry, Steenhook Appraisal, Hormel Foods, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Heartland Co-op in Prairie City, The Corner Sundry in Indianola, Church and Dwight Corporation in Oskaloosa, and Ozinga Feed Services in Oskaloosa.
I continued my conversation with Warren County farmer Randy Miller. What's the point of no return where we start losing a lot of farmers? I mean, how long can this stretch out?
I would say we're within another year. We're at or below the cost of production at this point, so we need something to spur this market, whether it's weather or trade or something. So I would say it's starting to get to the point we need to have something done.
Now, I think the last time that we talked, one of the bright spots that you saw was that maybe we'd be opening up some different markets that we should have been doing for some time now.
Yep.
Is that happening?
Yes, we have. We've opened up a little bit of markets in Europe, other parts of Asia, the Philippines. We're moving product to other markets. It's just China was such a big market to fill. It takes a lot of little ones to fill that market. But USEC has done a good job of developing new markets.
And we're still waiting for our new treaty with Mexico and Canada to be ratified. What's the holdup on that? You think that Congress is in session? Just make it happen.
That's probably one of the biggest things. We need to get USMCA passed. Get that on the books, get it done, and then move on to the rest of these. And until we get that one done, I think we're just going to be in limbo on the rest of these. Once we get one in place, I think the rest of them will fall in line. But that one needs to be passed and ratified by all the countries and we do a lot of trade with Mexico and Canada.
I guess I'm pretty naive because I thought, all right, the legislature, Congress is coming back in session in January, and they'll be getting at that soon because it's so important. And then here it is, April, and we've got nothing.
It's back to details with all the countries just getting through it all and getting legislation wrote and in writing so that everybody knows exactly what it is. It just takes time to get those things done. Washington moves very slowly.
Right. Have you looked at it? Is it a better deal than NAFTA?
If it's fair, reciprocal, I would say it's probably better.
Okay.
You know, if you're playing on even playing field and your dollars are even and everything, it has to be better.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Smith Body Shop, Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Farm Bureau agent Jeff Arkema, Tyson's of Pella and Indianola, Mahaska Bottling Company, Verduft Agency, the Pella Hy-Vee, Flying Frog Hosta Farms in Indianola, Central Iowa Organic Fertilizer, and Titan Machinery. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Stan Drywall, Westside Muffler and Repair, Sully Transport Incorporated, Subway, Norris Automotive, Indianola Memorial Works, Animal Health Center, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Dingham and Concrete, Marion County Auto Body, Napa Auto Parts in Sheraton, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation with Warren County farmer Randy Miller. And the planting intentions report, you say it just came out. What's that looking like?
Yeah, corn acres were up a little. Bean acres are down. Ending stocks are up on both, so it's kind of negative. We put in new lows this week in soybeans. The corn lows from last fall held. We're still just caught in a tight range on the markets and no significant news enough to break it out of that range either way.
Anybody going so far as to thinking about sitting out this year and just waiting and see what happens?
As far as farmers?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. You got to raise something. You have to generate income. So you're going to raise something. Mm-hmm. You know, there won't be acres that sit idle other than the acres that are affected by the flooding and some of that just can't be planted.
Well, and I was thinking if people aren't making any money, why spend money not to make any money?
Somebody will rent that ground and try to make a profit on it.
Okay. What do those of us that aren't involved in agriculture, what do we need to know? I mean, as we go through this troubled time, there's some things you really want us to know that we don't. I mean, you were sitting here, you were talking with Scott Orth,
yeah,
a local representative.
Right.
And you were both talking about how legislators don't know a lot, and you wanted to bring them out to the farm, some of them. They're not alone. I mean,
they're not.
There's a whole lot of us that are pretty ignorant. What do we need to know?
Farmers as a whole do a really good job of caring for the environment. We worry about water quality. We drink the water out there. A lot of us have wells. We take care of our livestock. There's just a knowledge gap between the rural and the urban population that Iowa Food and Family Project surveys will tell you that consumers trust farmers, and somewhere in that food chain there's a lack of trust, and just the one-on-one conversation with farmers and consumers is a huge thing to put a face with what we're doing in agriculture. It's not corporate America that's doing it. It's families just like the consumer's family that just choose a different lifestyle. So we just need to do a better job of telling our story of what we do daily and how we do it.
Well, and we need to listen and be in places where we meet and talk and be willing to learn.
Right, right. We need to, yes. A lot of people aren't, when farmers are only 1% of the population, it's hard for us to be everywhere. So there's a lot of people that just don't have the ability to meet a farmer because of where they live. They just don't get out. And there's very few farmers that won't stop and tell you what they do every day or visit with you about how they do it. It's just a matter of getting those two people together to sit and have that conversation.
Thanks to Randy Miller for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.